This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root is with you. Thank you, Lee Elsie, for hour number one. Great job, as always, guest hosting for Wayne Root in hour number one on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Now you know why I picked him to be my exclusive guest host. He does a great job. I'm still stapling to the very last minute here. I think the biggest news story in America, I always put him in order, is Derek Chauvin has got to get another trial. It's got to be a retrial. The appeal's got to be successful. Because, what did I tell you? What did I say? I said, I don't know if he's guilty or not. It didn't look good. The video looked horrible. That's sometimes very misleading. But he certainly looked like a bad cop. He looked like he contributed to the death of Derek Chauvin. I don't think it ever rose to the level of murder. I'm sickened that they found him guilty of murder, because that's just not true. The guy was filled with drugs. He was a lifelong criminal. He was a bad criminal. He was a violent criminal. He was a druggie. His body was filled with fentanyl. He would have died later that day for fentanyl anyway. So it wasn't murder, so it's ridiculous they found him guilty of murder. But I said from day one, they railroaded a guilty man. Even if he is guilty of something and contributing to the death of Chauvin, the fact is he was railroaded. The fact is you can't get a fair trial in America anymore if you're a white cop and you killed someone of color. There is no fair trial because the jury knows they're going to burn down your city, burn down their neighborhood, burn down their house, kill their wife and children, and burn down cities all across America, and you'll get the blame. And you will never have a job again. Your kids can never show their face in school again. He never got a fair trial, but even I did not know that it wasn't just that. It was that there were people on the jury that were prejudiced, that hate this guy from the beginning, that have no right whatsoever, no right to be involved in a jury trial because of their prejudices. And even the Washington Post is questioning the impartiality of the BLM shirt-wearing juror in the Chauvin case. And that's exactly what's happening. Chauvin filed today for a new trial in the death of George Floyd. And not only did this juror wear a BLM shirt that said, I can't breathe, he attended rallies where Floyd's family spoke. The verdict is toast now. It's over. It's a lie. He wasn't found guilty of anything. Do you realize Fox News? I watched as the verdict was read and all these supposedly conservative people who are tripping over themselves with white guilt in the middle of New York City, in the middle of BLM New York City, just sat there. So I'm glad he was found guilty. See, the system works. I'm glad he was guilty. And the Wall Street Journal put a story in that said, see, the system works so much better than anyone even imagined. Even liberals didn't imagine this. Conservatives didn't imagine this. He got a fair trial. No one imagined he'd get a fair trial. And I wrote a column and I said, what a lie. Stop lying. He didn't get a fair trial. I'm the only guy in America with the balls to say he didn't get a fair trial. This is ridiculous. And now it turns out they put someone on the jury who was at BLM rallies, who wear a BLM shirt that said, I can't breathe. That's George Floyd's words. You think he could ever render an honest verdict? This guy lied to a federal judge. It's over. Retrial is absolutely going to happen. So we're going to go through this all over again. And they'll threaten to burn the country down all over again. And they'll threaten to kill the judge. And they'll threaten to kill the jury members. And they'll threaten to burn down the homes of the jury members. It's going to happen all over again. So ridiculous. Our country is so off the rails. We are a banana republic. You can't even get a fair trial in this country if you're white and if you're a cop and if you happen to shoot someone of color. Now, fair trial, no problem. If you're white and you shoot a white person, fair trial, no problem. If you're a white cop and you shoot a white criminal, no problem. It just matters who you're unlucky enough to meet that day. And if the black guy draws on you and you shoot him first, get ready to lose your family, get ready to go to prison, get ready to lose your life. Wow, what a country. They're going to put people on the jury who go to anti-cop rallies, who go to vigils for the person that was shot. If the person says, I can't breathe, they're wearing an I can't breathe shirt, you think you could depend on them to render a fair verdict? A juror in the Derek Chauvin trial, and by the way, what makes you think he's the only one? They were all in the bag from day one. There's got to be two, there's got to be three, there's got to be four like this, who clenched their fists and said, black power, hate the cops, cops are pigs, cops are murderers. I guarantee you there were multiple people on that jury that think that way. And you could never get a fair shake for them if you're a cop, let alone a white cop. Let alone a white cop who kills a black guy. A juror in the Derek Chauvin trial may have jeopardized the guilty verdict by attending a rally last year and wearing a Get Your Knee Off Our Necks BLM t-shirt, raising questions about whether he told the truth during jury selection. Brandon Mitchell, known as juror number 52. Now, here's what's interesting. Brandon Mitchell is juror number 52. His name has been outed. So you don't think they all were scared that all of their names would be outed if they found Derek Chauvin not guilty or guilty of much lesser charges? Of course they would have all been outed. This guy has nothing to worry about. Brandon Mitchell, there's no conservative that I've ever met who will now kill Brandon Mitchell. None. And by the way, if you're listening, you have violent tendencies, don't you dare touch a hair on his head. Am I angry at him? Yes. Do I like him? No. Do I think he's scum? Yes. Do I think he's a liar? Yes. Do I think he rendered a bad verdict? Yes. Did he lie to a judge? I think so. Bad person is Brandon Mitchell. But don't you ever hurt a hair on his head. Do not hurt our movement by ever hurting the hair on the head of a liberal. Don't do it. Only they do it. Let them be pigs. Let them be murderers. Let them be rioters and looters and burners. Not us, ever. But Brandon Mitchell, juror 52, told Minneapolis news outlets Monday he attended the August 28th march in Washington featuring speeches by George Floyd's siblings. Well, a photo circulating online shows him with two cousins wearing the t-shirt as well as a Black Lives Matter hat. And what may come back to haunt the prosecution is that Mr. Mitchell, 31 years old, answered no when asked during jury selection if he attended any protests for George Floyd. There you go. Liar. Liar. Can you imagine if there was a trial of a white supremacist who killed a black man and they have pictures of a Republican conservative wearing a Trump hat and a shirt that says MAGA, Make America Great Again, and then he gets on the trial. You know, can you imagine the anger and the outrage coming from liberals? That's what this is. And Derek Chauvin deserves a new trial because this is outrageous. But, you know, I'll be the only one in America who will say it again. Is he going to get a fair trial the second time? No, he's not. He's not. He's not going to get a fair trial anywhere in America. It's not like you have to get the trial out of Minneapolis. You need to get the trial out of America. This trial wouldn't even work in Alaska. This trial needs to go on in Iceland. This trial needs to go on in Chile. I don't know where you could put this trial, where this guy could ever get a fair treatment. Because every person on that jury is going to know if they pick the wrong way, they're dead. Dead, dead, dead. Their family's dead, they're dead. But even the Washington Post is now questioning the impartiality of the BLM-wearing juror in the Chauvin case. Let's see what the Washington Post has to say. Let me get to the article here. That doesn't matter. Who cares what the Washington Post says? The Washington Post is full of crap. But even they agree this is beyond the pale. Beyond the pale. You can't have a guy like that on a jury. So Derek Chauvin files for a new trial today. His constitutional right to a fair trial was violated, and I agree. And this following topic is kind of right along the same lines, because I'm telling you, America knows exactly what's happening. There are a lot of good Americans out there. I believe a majority of you voted for President Trump. I believe President Trump won, and I don't believe it wasn't even close. We all know the election was rigged and stolen. And so this is the 16th month in a row of panic, gun buying, and hoarding. Americans continue to panic hoard guns for the 16th straight month in April, according to the FBI's National Instant Criminal Background Check System report. The FBI's NICS, National Instant Criminal Background Check System, logged 3.514 million background checks in April, which is more than any other April in the history of America. This is all about all of us knowing what's coming, and it's going to be bad. Revolution, civil war, unrest in the streets, anarchy. I don't know exactly what form it's going to take, but America is crumbling. America is horribly divided, and I can't live under the rules of Joe Biden, and I guarantee you liberals can't live under the rules of Donald Trump and Wainwright. The April 2021 number of just over 1.8 million This is the small arms, 1.8 million small arms is a very large number, said Chief Economist Jürgen Brauer. In fact, it's the largest April figure ever. Ever. Handgun sales are just going through the roof. And it started under Trump because people could see what was going on when the cities were burning over George Floyd. And it's continued and accelerated under Joe Biden. When we get back, I'll jump to the big topic that really bothers me, which is election fraud. Anybody can see it's election fraud. When they don't allow you to talk about election fraud, and when they are so scared of an audit, then you know they stole the election. When you're not allowed to talk about it, it's proof they stole the election. When no judge will rule on it, it's not proof that the election wasn't rigged and stolen. It's proof that the judge is as scared as the judge in the Chauvin case and the jurors in the Chauvin case. Any judge that would overturn this election knows their family's life's in danger, their life's in danger, their house could be burned to the ground by the mob. This is mob justice. I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Yes, sir. You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on a...
You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Track Grabber. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. TrackGrabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epic Times keep truth alive.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you drowning in debt?
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Let me welcome 2 new stations to the Wayne Allyn Root Network here on USA Radio. I told you last week we added Phoenix. AM 1280 and FM 96.1 in Phoenix, the fifth biggest city in the United States of America. And today we added Cedar Rapids, KQRN FM 107.1. Cedar Rapids, Iowa, KQRN FM 107.1. Welcome to Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio. We are knocking them dead and add them every other week. A new affiliate, a new station, a new audience to listen to raw truth, unvarnished, unscripted. The sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty CBD. The website, sonsoflibertycbd.com. Finding quality CBD is not easy, but this is the highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal, 100% American grown and made. CBD is real. It's mainstream and it works. For my listeners, sonsoflibertycbd.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with their subscription discount for a total of 25% off. I got this thing. I learned about Sons of Liberty CBD from my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback. We were talking about the challenges of staying in great shape. For anyone over age 50, you're going to have aches and pains if you work out every day. And this gets rid of it. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Support them. Make the healthy choice and choose SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get up to 25% off. So, we got a great show, great list of guests this week. The guests coming up are really spectacular. I'm not even going to tell you who they are because I want you to just tune in and listen. Great guests over the next few days. And sometime in the next couple of weeks, we've confirmed President Donald Trump will be a guest on this show. And the White House, or the ex-White House, should say, the office of the 45th president now, contacted us and said he wants a half-hour interview and without advertisements. I think what we're going to do is we're going to do the interview in the morning or the early afternoon, and then we're going to have it for you and divide it up and stick the ads in after the fact. He just wants to talk with Wayne Root for a half hour with no interruption. So we'll do that and then bring it to you, or we'll bring it live. We haven't decided yet what's the best way to do it. We'll figure it out. But very excited to bring you President Donald Trump and the rest of the guests we're bringing this week. Lots of great guests. So, I don't mean to say I told you so, but I say it a lot on this show, right? Top secret U.S. intelligence study has concluded COVID-19 could have leaked from a Chinese lab. Duh? Duh? Really? Isn't it funny? Top secret! CIA says it may have leaked! Really? Wayne Root figured it out in the first month of COVID, that it came from a biowarfare lab in China. What a surprise. How about all my buddies in the restaurant business? I have so many friends in the restaurant business. Cannot find an employee. There are no employees. You know what's going to happen? They're going to have to go with robots. I don't know if a robot has been invented that will do well serving people at a bar, serving people at their tables, showing them to their table as a hostess. I have no idea if that exists yet. I'm guessing it does. And I'm guessing you're going to start to see restaurants all over this country hiring robots. And that, you know, that, by the way, that would be the greatest thing that ever happened to the restaurant industry. Terrible for the rest of us because I love knowing people. I love knowing my waiter. I love every time I walk in, it's like cheers, and everyone in the room goes, Mr. Root, Mr. Root, Mr. Root, Wayne, hey, war! High five waiters, high five hostesses, high five owner, high five manager. Every restaurant I go to, war is here, Root's in the house. Well, it'll be robots. It's not going to be anybody that likes you, anybody that knows you. Very sad. But you know what? It's going to make restaurants profitable again because it ain't working the way it is now. It just isn't working. St. Louis restaurants say supersized unemployment benefits and stimulus checks keep workers at home. Nobody wants to work anymore. I can verify. Same thing in Vegas. Same thing in L.A. Same thing in New York. Same thing in Miami. I have friends who own restaurants all over the United States. Nobody wants to work anymore because they're getting large unemployment checks, major league welfare benefits, and stimulus checks. They don't want to work anymore. They just sit at home like lazy little communists. That's what our country's become. Communist infested. Just terrible. And so restaurants aren't going to have a choice, folks. And once they hire robots, you're never getting your job back. So you don't know the damage you're doing to yourselves. These checks are short-lived. Communism never works long-term. You're not going to have a job in the future.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's goal is to get 70% of adults at least one vaccine dose by the 4th of July. The administration also saying they're going to reallocate some shots to states with higher demand. Speaking at the White House, the president also saying that the most vulnerable are being vaccinated.
Among our most vulnerable population, seniors, we're nearing 85% of those who've gotten their first shot. 70% of the seniors are now fully vaccinated. It's a dramatic turnaround from where we were in January.
Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley is requesting details about Special Envoy for Climate John Kerry's previous involvement in finance and energy investing after he left his job as Secretary of State for President Barack Obama. Grassley wanting to make sure that Kerry has no personal conflicts of interest. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. See, everybody's human. I've spent the entire five-minute break searching. Oh, idea where it went. It's like it disappeared. It has a mind of its own. And when you call it to find it, of course, it's on vibrate. It's on silent. Because I'm doing a radio show, so I don't even know how to find it now. Unbelievable. Crazy. I guess I'll find it in the next break. It's got to be somewhere around here because I had it in my hand. The sponsor of this segment of the show, before I get to my esteemed guest, is ASI, Asset Strategies International. You're not paying attention if you do not understand that massive inflation is coming and you've got to buy gold and silver. Okay, here's one headline. Gold demand continues to surge in China and India. China's year-on-year gold consumption surged 93.9% in first quarter demand. And Indian gold imports hit the highest level in a decade in March. Arkansas just ended sales tax on gold and silver, and additional states are looking at the exact same measure this year. New Jersey, Maine, Ohio, and Tennessee. And by the way, it was originally introduced in Arkansas Senate about a year ago, and enjoyed tremendous popularity, the idea of getting rid of sales tax for gold and silver. It passed the Senate 30-1, and then unanimously in the House, 93-0. Similar bills pending in Ohio, Maine, Tennessee, and New Jersey. Because people understand that the dollar is going to drop, and it's going to turn us into the Weimar Republic or Zimbabwe. Sam Zell, one of the most brilliant investors and real estate kingpins in America, billionaire, told Bloomberg he's seen signs of inflation everywhere he looks. And the answer is gold. Sam Zell buys gold to hedge against surging inflation and debasement of the dollar. Everything I've ever told you is happening. And the official precious metals dealer of this show is ASI, Asset Strategies International, Michael and Rich Chekin, and the Asset Strategies team. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. And even with all this going on, they will get you a one-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer, about 50% less than the standard premium, while supplies last, just because you say Wayne Allyn-Root. You're a fan of Wayne Allyn-Root or the Wayne Allyn-Root Show. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, and tell them War sent you, or go to assetstrategies.com. My guest is here, Brian Colfage, U.S. Air Force veteran, founder of We Build the Wall, which raised $25 million through GoFundMe to privately construct a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. And his website is fast becoming one of my two or three favorite go-to sites, populist.press. Populist.press is his website, as in populist.press, P-R-E-S-S, populist.press. And it's the new Drudge Report. It's formatted exactly like Drudge. Fantastic site, and it's got fantastic, exciting headlines that are something that you want to read if you're a conservative, as opposed to most websites out there that are depressing and negative if you're a conservative. Thank you, Brian Colfage, for your service to this country and for building the new Drudge, because the old Drudge sucks now.
That's right. Thanks for having me on, Wayne. I appreciate it.
All right, some top stories. Well, the top story, I led off the show with the same top story as you, which is Derek Chauvin, I think, is going to have an instant retrial here. This one is not even a question. Okay, if a judge won't give him a retrial based on a juror being prejudiced against him, so badly biased and prejudiced against him that he attended George Floyd rallies and BLM rallies and wore T-shirts with things that were quoted from George Chauvin, I can't breathe. George Floyd, I mean, I can't breathe. If a judge won't give an appeal on that and overturn the verdict, well, guess what? You know, America is America anymore. So Chauvin's the biggest news story. This is no question. No question at all anymore. He got railroaded.
Oh, yeah, he definitely got railroaded. And, I think it's karma coming back to the BLM folks for lying and getting on this jury when they weren't supposed to be on this jury. And now,
right, this guy lied to the judge, correct? He lied to the judge.
He lied to everyone in the court system. The prosecution, you know, they asked him the question if he attended any rallies or anything for George Floyd, and he said no. And he clearly just photos with him with the George Floyd family at the rally before the trial. And that's the saving grace right there for Derek Chauvin. He's going to get his retrial because of this, I believe. And it's only because of Black Lives Matter, because they lied. So, you know, kudos to them. They shot themselves in the foot on this one.
You know what my problem is with all this, Brian, is that you could give him 100 new trials, and not
right.
one of them may ever find him innocent, because every juror and every judge knows if they ever acquit him or find him guilty of minor, you know, charges instead of murder, their city will burn, every city will burn, their house will burn, their kids will get beat up at school or maybe killed, their spouse will be threatened, they'll lose their jobs. How are you ever going to find anyone that could give this guy a fair shake?
It's going to be tough, but I think, you know, the defense, they need to get that trial out of that jurisdiction and get it somewhere where it's semi-friendly, semi-neutral, and where you have patriots who are going to do what's right and listen to the evidence and ultimately do what they need to do based on the evidence, not based on what the mob wants people to do. And that's what ultimately happened. The mob convicted him. And regardless of what people think of him or what he did, it, you know, it comes down to the evidence, and you have to base everything off the evidence. So I hope he can get a fair trial. I'm not holding out too much hope for it, but at least he has a second chance, hopefully, to get this done.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big fan of Derek Chauvin. I thought it looked horrible what he did, but again, it's misleading, you know, what you're seeing.
Yeah.
You don't know how bad he was acting before. You know, Floyd was acting before. You see what you see. You don't know what happened in that back seat. And now we find out he was filled with fentanyl, enough that he probably would have died anyway. So there are a lot of contributing factors. But I think the best way to put it is, even if he is guilty, then they railroaded a guilty man. You know, even if Derek Chauvin's guilty, they railroaded a guilty man. I mean, it's just not a fair trial. All right, let's move on. We're looking at all the big headlines with Brian Kolfage, who founded this wonderful website, Populist.press, and it really is a layout that looks exactly like Drudge Report. I love it, because I always loved Drudge Report, except, of course, they must have sold out to some liberal organization secretly, because they became so liberal it became disgusting. And so the big headline is Mitt Romney suffering a very embarrassing episode in Utah over the weekend. Why don't you tell my listeners what happened to Mitt Romney?
Yep, so Mitt Romney was giving a speech to some, I believe it was a GOP speech at some convention, and he got straight booed off the stage, and the event organizers had to come up on the stage and tell people to treat him respectfully, and it was just pure karma again. It was just the American people are fed up, and they're sick of these type of rhinos, and people are traitors to the, you know, the Constitution. And we're sick of what happened with the election, and we're seeing that now come full circle, come around, and the American people are going to start holding these politicians accountable. And it starts right there when they show up in public at these different conventions and donor meetings. We got to hold them accountable. And these citizens, you know, they got up, rose up, booed his ass off stage. Sorry, can I say that?
Yeah, you can. Yes, it's okay. You can say yes. No problem.
So, yeah, it's we need to keep doing that, and that's what's happening. The American people are fed up. And,
yeah, you saw you put my column up in big headlines this week, and you saw what I wrote. I mean, I've given three speeches in the last month, and I've gotten standing ovations at all three because I tell it like it is, and I say Trump won the election. Trump won an electoral landslide. The election was rigged. It was fixed. It was stolen. They lied. They cheated. And they stole the election from us, and now they're stealing the country from us. And the crowds go wild because they can't believe someone's actually stating the truth out loud. They don't get it from any of these rhino Republican politicians. And it's, you know, Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney are, as you said, traitors. I won't go so far as say traitors to America. I'll say traitors to the Republican cause, traitors to the policies we believe in, traitors to President Donald Trump. I don't know about traitors to America. You know, they're just liberals and big government people in Republican, you know, false clothing is kind of what they are. Doesn't mean you're a traitor, but they're certainly traitors to the GOP. They're traitors to us, the middle class that believes in conservative policies. No question about that. Let's talk about the Arizona audit, because there was a major security breach at the Arizona audit. Here's the deal, Brian. If the election wasn't stolen, how does anyone explain to me why liberals are so hysterical about an audit? They're just hysterical, and they're trying any trick in the book to stop the audit or make it go away or make it, you know, besmirch its reputation and credibility. Doesn't that tell you, you know, if you had a friend who was cheating on his wife and he's denied it, and then you said, well, that's okay, you deny it. Let's just investigate it. Let's take a lie detector test. And the guy said,
yeah.
No! Wouldn't you get a little suspicious? That's what liberals are like.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, there's no cheating. Okay, well, then let us look at the books. No! Doesn't that tell you something right there?
Exactly. I mean, they're trying so hard to cover it up and hide it, and they don't want anyone to look at it. That's the red flag right there.
That's it. I'm telling you. That plus, you know what I always say, Brian? When you're winning by a landslide, and at that moment they say, let's stop the counting for the night, and everybody goes home, when you wake up in the morning you lost, that should be a hint the election was stolen. I mean, are you kidding me? That's like a Monday Night Football game. Hey, look, I won 31-0. Oh, no, you didn't. When you wake up, you find out you lost 33-31. They found extra points in the locker room when nobody was watching, and you lost. What? Who does things like this? What kind of country are we living in? When we get back, can you stay through the break, Brian? Let's go through a few more of these headlines. All right. We got Brian Kolfage with us, great Air Force veteran, great American. Website, populist.press. Populist.press. We'll be right back with some more big-time headlines. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me. 888-444-8895. Mention war and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to energizedhealth.com. 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. We've got Brian Colfage with us, return segment, U.S. Air Force veteran, founder of We Build the Wall, raised $25 million to privately construct a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. His website is populist.press.com. By the way, Brian, I heard the other day that you were having problems with even building the wall, that somebody was holding you up from doing that. Enlighten me, what was going on? I just read some article about it just the other day.
Well, actually, it was on the Gateway Pundit. We had a bunch of bricks that were sold as, like, dedication that we were laying at the foot of our wall that we built. In the Southern District of New York, went in and seized the funds from our vendor, a third-party vendor who was putting his bricks in and who was handling all the cash for those bricks, and seized the money, took the money. So we couldn't put down these bricks that were dedication bricks, just with people's names, and that was all along the foot of our border wall. And it's just complete oversight and overstretch of their hand, and it's ridiculous of what the Southern District of New York is doing. That we build the wall and our donors. It's just a gross
overreach. Should you be surprised when they're raiding President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani? Can't even be a lawyer. They raid his home. They raid his office. In all my years, I've really never seen lawyers ever raided. Mafia lawyers aren't raided. Drug dealers' lawyers aren't raided. Mexican drug cartel lawyers aren't raided. But the lawyers that work for Donald Trump are all in danger of being raided at any moment. It's hard to believe what a banana republic we're living in.
It is. I really can't believe where we're at right now politically with the weaponized judicial system from the DOJ. It's just, I can't believe I had 15 guys from the Postal Service Inspection Office raid my house at 6 in the morning last year. I mean, after everything I've been through, having to go through that crap, it's ridiculous. They're going to do it to me. They're going to do it to anybody. And we need to start standing up and fighting back.
So, more proof, I think, that we won the election is how many people I meet every day, and almost I don't even have to be afraid to say, hey, are you a Trumper? Everyone's a Trumper. And so I see a landslide win for conservatives in Southlake, Texas. More proof that we're on the right side. These are people that were against the critical race theory being taught in school, local officials, and we had a landslide win. Tell us about it, please, Brian.
Yeah, so, I mean, it goes on to just what's going on in the country at these micro scales in your school board, your local election committees, and South Lake, Texas is the perfect example of what's going on, where it was, you know, a lot of liberals there, and it's a really affluent neighborhood in the Dallas region, and they're pushing that critical race theory as well, and the school board, well, first, they cleaned house. They got all the conservatives in, and they voted down all this bull crap that the liberals were pushing. And so I think it goes on to what Steve Bannon has been trying to do and get the American people, just the regular average Joe citizen, involved in elections, involved in the community, because that's where we were losing. We're losing it, losing the GOP. We have to get our people in there, and our people are now getting in there, and we're starting to make a difference at the micro level, and that's where the wins are going to take place. We start winning at the micro level when we get it up in those bigger scales come election time in 2022 and 2024. We're going to be sitting in a good spot to start making an impact on our communities and our people and our citizens throughout the United States.
And, well, you know, I'm kind of every man, Brian. You know, I kind of represent every man. I'm a son of a butcher and a son of a blue collar butcher. SOB, and I've always been kind of an everyman. I think like my butcher father. And, you know, most people in this country work really hard. They bust their butts. They don't want welfare. Certainly most Republicans and most conservatives, they don't want welfare. They don't want food stamps. They would be embarrassed to ever take them. So they work all day, 12 hours a day, 14 hours a day. When they get home, they've got kids. They've got families. They've got spouses. They've got church. They have no time, and they're tired. They're mentally weary. So they've never been involved in local politics or any politics because they're tired when they get home from work. And I get it. They want to plop down and watch TV for 2 hours and go to bed. And I totally get it. I understand. But there's no choice now. Brian is right. We've all got to get involved, and we've got to do something or our country is gone. Right, Brian?
That's correct. I mean, I think it all started in our universities where it was an armed takeover of every university in the United States and pushing that garbage on us, on all our students. Like, I went to the University of Arizona, and I was forced to take all these liberal indoctrinated classes just to graduate. And that was the first time I realized what was going on in this country. And that's what got me involved in politics. And they were doing this everywhere across the country in every aspect of our life. And I think, you know, we got hit with it hard in this last election. You know, it's time to roll up those sleeves and get to work and fight for the country.
It's amazing because I went to Columbia University. Can you believe it? The butcher's kid got into an Ivy League school, and I was so proud. But when I got there, everybody was a communist. Not a liberal, a communist. They bragged about being communists. They bragged about hating America and taking it down and destroying capitalism. But, you know, that was when I went to school. That was the Ivy Leagues were the worst. Now I think it's the same everywhere.
Yeah.
Like you said, in Arizona or Missouri or Montana, I don't care where you are. All the professors are communists and Marxists, and they're all brainwashing our kids, no matter what college you go to. It's spread to everywhere. It's crazy. Brian, the music's on. We got to run. His website again, wonderful website. I love it. I'm there all the time. My articles make headlines there all the time. We appreciate that, Brian. Populist.press. Populist.press. Brought to you by Brian Colfidge, U.S. Air Force veteran, founder of We Build the Wall. Thank you, Brian. God bless.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.